Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Yeah, we knew that this was long overdue. What's the difference?
It's none.
There really is none. You know what I could feel, BT? You know what I feel with the Giants? I feel it. They're close. They're really close. I can feel like our caller said last week, the Giants are just getting close here. All right, so Bowman got fired. There you have it. Everybody happy now? We expect things to change here? He needed to be fired. Does it really matter if it happens now? If it happens at the end of the year, Shane Bowman out as Giants defensive coordinator.
Doesn't matter. I mean, it's, you know, it's something we have to obviously talk about here. And it's like bad bullpens in baseball, the inability to hold leads in football. Like, we're kind of used to losing around here, but losing the manner in which the Giants have lost this year is just about as maddening and as perplexing and as infuriating as it gets. It's just, and again, I've said this a million times, not trying to sound insensitive, but the fact that Shane Bowen was let in the building a month ago it just didn't add up to me. I don't know why. I know what they said, that Kafka didn't really have great familiarity with the defensive staff. He wanted to get in the building, get a sense of what was what, and then if he did obviously want to make a move, he would have a better sense who to elevate. So that's fine, all the logistics and you know, dotting the I's, buddy. What an awful chapter in Giants football.
But think about it this way. Did anybody really think, and I know everybody was yelling for Bowen to be fired for weeks, probably since, like, what, week two? So
not the Cowboys game. Last year a little bit. Last year, Sal.
And fair enough.
If you think about it.
We know everybody wanted Bowen out. Did anybody really think that he was going to be the defensive coordinator start next year?
Not a person.
So what's the difference? What? You think it gives you a better chance to beat the Patriots on Monday Night Football? And even to that, I would say, so what? So who cares? I mean, outside of Kafka and evaluating him, and for the record, I think Kafka's done a nice job so far in these first two games. I think he's got potential to be a head coach somewhere. I still wouldn't make it here just because I think everybody needs to go. But now the bullseye is going to be, to me, clearly on Joe Shane, and that's still something that's TBD. The initial release from Mara when they fired Dable weeks ago was making it sound like Shane's going to lead the head coaching search and he's going to be here beyond next year. Then there were conflicting reports saying not so fast. So maybe that's the last thing to evaluate here. Outside of the one thing I want to see is Kafka with Dart, not Kafka with Jameis Winston. But even then, like, okay, Bowen got fired. Big deal. He was not going to be here beyond next year. This move does not impact the Giants any way, shape, or form because they were firing him anyway at the end of the year, and the remaining five games doesn't mean squat.
This is for the fans. I mean, that's really what it is, you know, because there's when this happens repeatedly, and that's why I gave you the example of, like, bullpens. Think of Armando Benitez. Like, those situations where you just can't. You can't have it. It's unacceptable as a fan to lose in certain ways. I mean, it's generally unacceptable to lose all the time anyway, but there's certain styles, if you will, of losing that are just untenable. And to me, like, the Giants, you're right. I mean, he wasn't going to be back next year no matter what. If they had a different DC this year, do they choke away five fourth quarter leads? Maybe not. Maybe there's a little bit of a shift in how he deploys the players that he's got. It doesn't matter, all right? You can't get the wins back. You can't unpack the losses. But this is a move, as sad as it is, it's not going to really change anything. This is really, and we've heard this expression quite a bit, this is just throwing a little little meat to the fans, a little meat to the masses. That's truly what I believe that that's it. Because this will do nothing for the season. This will do nothing for the roster. This is just to placate distraught, miserable, angry fans. And I get why they feel that
way. You don't think it's Kafka trying to just forget what happened prior and him looking at his seven games as a, okay, I'm going to be the head coach of this team for the next seven games. Feel it out for the first two. I can't have this anymore with Bowen. We're moving on from him. Now let me try to clean things up for the final five. You know, if the Giants organization was trying to give the fans throw them a bone here, they would have fired Bowen weeks ago. So to me, maybe it was a Kafka thing and just saying, hey, we got to move on. We can't have this continuing here with our offense doing their job. I mean, the offense scoring 27 points with Jameis Winston is a pretty good thing.
Every week the offense shows up. I mean, it really is amazing. You know, and I heard people talking about this. Where was it last night? Somewhere. Somewhere, it wasn't ESPN. Either way, it was some former players talking about the Giants. And, you know, obviously our focus on Joe Shane. And, of course, before that, when Dable finally got fired, and of course, now the DC is gone. You know, I didn't really, and I'm still not going to subscribe to this because I do think that Joe Shane should be gone. But when they have beaten a couple of good teams and they have come out and they've been highly competitive against a couple of teams that have talent. So I'm asking the question, really, forget about the DC for a moment, even though that's the story today. Bigger picture, is the Giants' talent actually better than we think? I mean, we keep sitting here saying, oh, Joe Shane hasn't done anything. But there is something, to what extent, I don't know, we could flush through it. But there's something to be said for coming out and from the opening kick and really for 80, 85% of almost every single game, being in a position to look pretty good teams in the eyes and not get blown out. We know a bad team.
Right.
When we see a bad team, you look up, it's 20-3. You can't get a first down. Yeah, in the air or on the ground, you know, 13 penalties, fumbles. Like, the Giants have actually looked fairly sharp for a while.
But, BT, they're 2-10.
They're the first team
eliminated again.
I know they are. I'm not making a case for their talent to be overflowing. I'm just saying, are we being fully fair in the evaluation of whatever talent, not the record, the talent, because that's what goes to Shane.
I think so. I think they stink. I think everybody there stinks. I don't think they're going to win a football game. So
I mean,
part of what you're saying is why Joe Shane is still here, and yet they keep losing games. So they got rid of the head coach saying he's not coaching our talent up to the level that it needs to be, and yet they continue to lose football games.
Okay.
So, and they continue to lose football games in a similar fashion. So I don't want to hear it. Now, I'm not disagreeing that it's better than what we saw. Yeah, but you're talking about comparing them to the Jets or Giants, who were the worst teams in football and non-competitive and couldn't score any points. So there's a big gap in between a good football team and where the Giants were to where they are now. I think that they're not the worst team in the league as far as can't even watch them. They have no talent. They came over the football. Now they're actually scoring some points, which makes it okay. Now they're just on par with the other bad teams in the league, but they continue to find ways to lose. The record is what it is. Even if you give them two more games, as we talked about, that's still nowhere. 4-8 is not. That's an awful record.
I get it. I'm not even saying that I'm not a little bit with you. I'm more with you than not.
Right.
I'm just throwing the conversation out there because that is the last remaining issue for the New York Giants, okay? See, what happened yesterday, and this was, even if they would have won, it would have been, in a lot of ways, empty. Now, I'm sure some Giants fans would have really enjoyed it. I'm sure some Giants fans would have been like, I don't want to win because that means the GM might come back. That's going to compromise draft picks, all those things that fans juggle during bad seasons where you're looking at the end result here. But if they would have won, all right, it was fun. Jameis made some sick plays, and Kafka was aggressive. But Kafka's probably not the coach next year. Winston's not the starting quarterback. Like, so, to me, those are the most hollow, empty wins. All I'm saying is, I'm not even pushing back that much. All I'm saying is, when you beat a couple of good teams, and you come out in the first quarter, and the second quarter, and the third quarter, you're staring eye to eye, a lot of times on the road as well, with good teams or really good teams or slightly below, like they've confused me this year is really what I'm saying. Like, I can't prove this. If they had whatever coach we think they're going to have next year, if McCarthy's coaching, I don't think they're 2-8, 2-8. I don't think that they are. If they had a DC who was better than, you know, this stiff who was finally shown the door, I don't think they're 2-9. I just don't. Not saying they're 7-2. I'm not saying they're going to the playoffs. this team's talent is at least a little better than I thought. That's all I'm saying.
But I don't know where you're saying that based off
because they compete every week. A lot of bad teams don't.
Congratulations. I think yesterday was more about the Lions than it was about the Giants. Now, I'm not trying to take away from the Giants, but I don't think the Lions are as good as I thought that they were.
Well, they're definitely not.
Coming off a loss, I thought the Lions were at home. I thought the Lions were going to pace the Giants, and they clearly did not. And they're lucky, obviously, to win that football game. But, is their talent the worst in the league? No. But is it middle of the pack? I don't even think it's middle of the pack. And if it is, then there's no reason that they should be 2-10. So their record is what it is. You can't just say, well, outside of the record. A lot of the reason why the defense sucks is because of the players they have, not just the defensive scheme. I don't think this is all on the defensive coordinator, just like it wasn't all on the head coach. They fired the head coach. Now they fired the D coordinator. And we're going to see what's going to happen. I'll save you the suspense. They're going to lose more football games because that's what the New York Giants have done, lose more football games. So you could say that it's not as bad as it once was, which I agree with, but it's nowhere near good enough in year four of a regime. Find me the guys who have been here for 4 years or been anywhere for 4 years, the general managers, that have a record that 2-10 back-to-back years, first team out in year 3 and 4. That's unacceptably bad. Unacceptable. They've gotten worse. Dave Gettleman, the best players were here by Gettleman. And the best year that they had was the first year. So I'm not disagreeing that it's better than what the record says and better than what it was where they could not move the football.
They couldn't move it. But, they couldn't get a first down if you spotted them 8 yards.
But defensively, they were holding themselves in games too. So, I mean, the Giants lost a bunch of close games last year. So
not like this. And not against
good
teams.
It's just different. But, it's different because they're scoring more points, so it feels different.
Well, true. I mean, you know, think about the two issues that have really plagued this team outside of losing, for the better part of a decade. The offense was not modern. It was a pop gun offense. And the O-line was just non-functional. Giants O-line suddenly looks okay. Now, again, a lot of that's Andrew Thomas, who was not drafted by Joe Shane. And by no means am I stumping here for Joe Shane to get back. I'm just trying to, because I'm not doing an hour on a defensive coordinator who should have been gone a month ago. I mean, who wants to hear that? So to me, I look macro. I kind of take that aerial snapshot. And I say, okay, if I own the Giants, would I move on from Shane? I would. I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I've said that for months now. So I guess in a lot of ways, it's more about maybe the future being a little more bright with the right hires and with a tweak here and a tweak there. Like, guys, if there's one thing that we know bad inept football. Now, this has been stunningly nuts how they flush these leads away. Bad and inept, not to the extent that we've seen.
BT and Sal, the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Matt starts us off in Westchester. What's up, Matty?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I was just calling because, BT, I totally agree with you, and I think the Giants are a lot more talented than people give them credit for. If you take those 5 blown leads, the Giants are 7-5. Mm. I think it's totally a coaching thing, and not to mention, if Dart plays in the Chiefs game in the beginning of the year, that was a totally winnable game.
Matt, hold on.
Their top receiver,
so. Matt, 1 second here. You're not going to give them all 5. I mean, that is, they do not earn that benefit of the doubt.
No, yeah, I'm not saying that.
All right. Let's give them 40% of the stunning blown leads. That's 4 wins. I think they're going to still find a way to win probably 2 games down the stretch if the schedule softens, not the next one. You know, and at that point, you know, you're in the neighborhood of 7-ish wins. And again, they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. And there needs to be wholesale changes. And we're almost there. Coach gone, DC gone, some players will be gone. Eventually the GM will be gone. But, you know, it's probably a little bit more promising than it's felt for most of the season. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think, not to mention, they've had the hardest record in football. I mean, with the rookie quarterback, and they're doing
Matt,
all this.
Matt, the 2-10. Second straight year. First team. I don't think you do. But I don't think you do. First team eliminated in the NFL for the second straight year. And you talk about the Chiefs game. Did Jackson Dart play against the Saints?
Yeah, he did.
And what happened? What happened?
Without his top receiver.
Oh, okay, without his top receiver. The top receiver has been here almost all year long, I mean, with Jackson Dart. So they lost to the Saints, who are god-awful football team.
Jackson Dart played 1 quarter with Malik Nabers.
Okay, and so how have the Giants been able to score all these points then without their great receiver?
They're doing it with Isaiah Hodgins, and all I'm saying is
Hodgins just got here, Matt. They've been
I'm happy for Hodgins, Bubba. That's a good story.
They've been scoring points all over the place without their top receiver, Matt, and without their running back.
Pardon me, Sal. Matt, offense is not the issue. It's not the issue. There's issues. Now, this kind of goes in, and thank you for the call there, Matt. This kind of ties into what I'm saying, where you get Neighbors back next year, you get Scadaboot back, and there's still a lot of things to do. You got to
settle
on a coach.
50 points?
No. But you don't have to if the defense actually does their job a little bit.
Scadaboot and Neighbors don't play defense. So even with Dart, Scadaboot, Neighbors back, how many points are they going to score against Lions? I mean, maybe they do score 40, and maybe that's what it's going to take to win. But all we heard all year long, prior to the start of the season, certainly, and even the beginning of the year, was their defense and how we talked about it. I thought they were going to be good, too.
I thought it would be the best part of the team.
Okay, so
we all did.
So then I don't want to hear about the quarterback or the wide receiver or the running back. All those blown leads are on the defense. And it's not the coach. The coach is now gone, and we'll see what happens. It's the players. The players have it's the whole thing. And I guess really it comes down to, do you want Shane back or not? Because if you think that they're talented enough to justify him coming back for year five.
No, I don't want him back.
I'm not changing that. I'm saying just in general.
Yep.
Like, if somebody's going to say, well, they're more talented than we thought. Okay, so do you want to ride with Joe Shane? For me, I don't. We'll see what happens with the coaches or who comes in next year. And if they can make the most of what's here. I don't think this is the worst talent in the NFL.
No, it's not. I mean, that's the point. Think about this. Who knows what would have happened if Jameis would have started against the Commanders or, you know, against the Cowboys, or if Bowen did a better job with all these leads. I don't know. But it's a guessing game. That's not even worth playing at this point. But we all thought, because we didn't know when. Think about the conversations going into the year. When are we going to see Jackson Dart? Is it going to be week 10 against the Bears? Is it going to be the Saints game? Like, we all had, that was the conversation. So nobody really thought the Giants, we didn't even know Scadaboo. We didn't even really know anything about Cam Scadaboo. And the O-line was still the train wreck until they showed that they weren't. So it was about, when is Dart going to play, right? So that was the focus, that understandably, that was the conversation. And to me, like, I think everybody thought the Giants defense, including us, could carry the mail, get to the quarterback. Abdul Carter's going to be Burns is going to be great. Thibodeau's flashed a little bit more last year. Here we go. You got Sexy in the middle. And it hasn't happened. But that doesn't mean that our thoughts and our assertions toward the defense were wrong. I think with better coaching, this and obviously need another corner, I think this defense could be okay. And if the defense gets okay with the offense, that's where I think you'll see the Giants' talents not as weak as some people think.
Robin calling from Westchester. What's up, Robin?
Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. I called last week. We had the same conversation, and I just wanted to jump in because I do agree with BT. I mean, I said this last week that the talent was there. You look at the games they lost, starting with the Commander game. No kicker. They could not kick a field goal. So that loss is out the window. And subsequent games, VT, you said it. They've been in many of these games, very competitive. Trust me, I shut the TV off I can't watch anymore with those 20-3 scores. So they've been in the games, horrible losses. If you saw that field goal yesterday, the 59-yard field goal, it was hooking right, and then it took a left. I never saw anything. I said the fans must have been blowing fans.
I don't understand what that has to do with anything.
It has to do with this idea of, like, just making this wholesale change and calling this team trash. I mean, it's not trash. I feel like they're showing up, and I'm just trying to, I want to make that point.
Do you want to keep Joe Shane or no?
Why not?
I'm asking you. I could give you a million reasons why not. We've done that for how many years here? So I'm asking you, do you want to keep Joe Shane or not?
I would say in the context of what's going on with the team, Mara is ill. He's battling an illness. The family is not.
I know, but we're not talking about right now. I'm talking about next year, Robin. We understand all that, and we're sensitive to that. I'm talking about, do you believe, let's simplify it. It's not that difficult. You're making it too difficult.
Yeah.
Do you believe Joe Shane is the right guy to build this football team beyond this season?
I stand behind a lot of his
Is that a yes? I got you. We're not out here politically stumping, Rob.
I mean, good God. If you think they're talented, then you want to keep the general manager. And that's fine if you do. I vehemently disagree with that. I think he stinks, and I think their record is something that's impossible to ignore. 4-8 would be a bad record. 2-10 is embarrassing and abysmal. So that's where, now, the talent thing is also could be semantics a little bit. Are they more talented than their record? Probably. But, I mean, it's not a coincidence their record's the same thing as it was a year ago. They did fire the head coach, and the new head coach, the interim head coach, still losing football games. Still losing games. In similar fashion, I might add. And it's not all to me on the defensive coordinator. It's also on the defensive players that they have.
I mean, I look at the Raiders. I look at the Titans. I look at the Jets to an extent, the Saints there. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, what does it really mean? I mean, we're debating the merits of this team is not quite as bad as other teams. All I'm saying is, and this goes back to something I've said for a while, I think the Giants' job is going to actually be appealing this offseason from a head coach perspective. Now, you got to keep Dart healthy the rest of the year. We'll see when he comes back. We'll see how they run him. Get rid of those stupid runs where he's banging into bodies like he's a bowling ball with linebackers and safeties. Keep him upright. Change that. I think Kafka will. You know, but at least the stabilization of the offensive line and at least a couple of things on defense, you get the right GM, because I am moving on from the GM. I've said that I'm certainly not going to change my opinion on Joe Shane here when I've had it for well over a year. It is more desirable than some people think. And I think maybe, you know, with the look at the Patriots this year, I don't know if you would see that kind of a jump. I don't think it's completely nuts to think that the Giants could take a big step next year. I really believe that.
But I think you could say that about a lot of teams.
Can't say it about the Titans, Ryan. I can't say it about the Jets. No, but I'm just saying, I can't say it about the Jets without a quarterback. I can't say it about the Browns, unless you believe in Sanders, which I don't.
You named three teams.
I can't say that about the Raiders. Yeah. Looks like the Raiders hired the wrong coach. Okay. Raiders stink.
Keep going.
I'm naming the worst teams.
Right.
And who am I leaving out that's really bad? Of all the bad teams, they're the one team that I think could take a big step.
All right, what's a big step? Playoffs next year?
I mean, you know, periphery of wild card-ish.
But that's also not good enough.
I'm not saying it's good enough. That's a different conversation.
I think they could be a playoff team next year. The way the league is, it is meant for the Giants could have another top pick. They have their quarterback coming back. Neighbors coming back healthy. I think they could be a playoff team next year. Let's not overinflate what the Giants are at 2-10. To me, that's like it's a non-start. It's a second straight year. Of all the teams in the NFL, Joe Shane in his third and fourth year as general manager of this team led this team to be the first team eliminated 2 years in a row.
That's where you drop the mic, and that's where any defense of the Giants really sounds ludicrous. That's why I kind of throw the caveat. We've been watching football forever. And, you know, there's been a lot more good Giant teams than Jets, but we know bad when we see bad. And the way they've lost these five games in the fourth quarter, all I'm saying is to get to that point, you're a little bit better than the record probably says. But as Parcells would always say, you are what the record says you are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The decision from Kafka to go for it. So many people, I don't know your take. We didn't talk about this at all prior to this, so I'm curious to get your take here. So many people who, when Dable was here, had an issue with Dable kicking a field goal and not going for it. Now we're saying that they wanted Kafka to kick a field goal to go up 6 with 3 minutes to go. That makes no sense. That makes no sense. The season is over. The Lions are going to score points anyway. The Giants' defense has collapsed all year long. That, to me, was the right move to go for the throat right there. If you score the touchdown, the game is over. They can't beat you. You're up 10 with 3 minutes to go. They can't beat you. If you kick a field goal, odds are they're going to come down and score a touchdown. And even if they don't, they're going to probably get another possession anyway to do the same thing. With 3 minutes to go, they could still have two possessions. So I have no issue with, I thought it was the right move with Kafka being aggressive there. I know these coaches got away from themselves here. Everybody's going for it on fourth down all the time. In this particular spot, when the difference is a 6-point lead versus a 10-point lead, I think you got to go for it there.
Absolutely the wrong move if this is 1987. I mean, of course you go for the touchdown here, man. Are you kidding me? I don't understand how anybody really sees it any other way. And I'm always open to debate and discussion and dialogue and this and that. Have we seen how the Giants have lost every game that they've lost this year? You know, you have to go for the throat. You got to take that stake and you've got to try to pierce the heart of the Lions, which is what they tried to do.
It's the only way you could beat them. They're better than you are.
No question. You're two touchdown dogs. Now, I'm with you. That was the right move.
And it still took a 60-yard field goal basically to tie it.
I know, geez. All right, so here's the thing, too. So I remember saying about Kafka, I think, I thought, and I still think to an extent, that he's got a slight chance to become the coach next year. And not even to debate that now, just to reestablish my point. I think that there's a chance. I did that, and I still do now. With that being said, I always said that you've got to, when you have a chance to distinguish yourself as an interim head coach, you've got to go for it. So we need to see how he deploys Jackson Dart. Is it a little different in terms of keeping him safe? We'll find out when Dart comes back. We got a little look. I would have gone a little bit further. You know, one series, special teams with Abdul Carter being late or sleeping, whatever the hell happened there. But at least there was a show of authority, which was the complete antithesis of whatever Dable was doing, because then the report came out, Dable basically ignored that all year. So there's little flashes, little pops here. And Dable a couple times did not go for it, to your point, which to the chagrin of Russell and others. So I love it. You go for it. You try to embolden your team. You're lucky to be in that position. You're on the road. Go for the win.
I think that now you were more open to keeping Kafka than I was. I just want everybody out. Anybody that's had anything to do with this mess over the last 4 years, I want out. With that being said, Kafka to me has been impressive here in the last 2 weeks since taking over. Those things that you mentioned about holding players accountable, Abdul Carter specifically, the way he's been open and transparent with the media, the offense, forget about the number of points that they score or the decisions to go for it or not. The offense looks more traditional. The Giants with Dable were scoring a lot of their points with the cheat code running with Jackson Dart. Kafka so far has been traditional runs and throwing the football with Jameis Winston, not to mention the creativity that they're showing. Now, is the creativity sustainable? Probably not, but at least it's in there. Comes from the Andy Reid coaching tree. There's a lot of checking the boxes when it comes to Kafka. Now, with all of that being said, I still can't, you can't take that risk to me with the Giants bringing back Shane and Kafka next year, and God forbid they start again. You know, 1-8, like it just be an utter disaster. So to me, you're better off just cleaning house. But with that being said, I think Kafka's done a nice job and is at least opening my eyes. Somebody who was a clear detractor, just didn't want any part of Kafka at all. He's showing me something here over these 2 weeks that he's been the head coach.
What if it's a veteran GM that's got some success in the league who really says, I've always liked Kafka, I want to work with this guy? Shane out.
Yeah.
New GM, who's done it, not a rookie.
I must admit that I'm more open to it now, even with the two losses, it shows you it's not just about the win-loss. I think it's foolish to look at the schedule and be like, well, if he wins three of the final five games, he could be...
Yeah,
you know,
that's fool's gold so many times.
That to me is stupid. It's not about just the wins. It's about looking at what he's doing, and there are clear things that he's done in just 2 weeks that I believe in a successful head coach. Maybe first and foremost, not even just a discipline thing, looking at the offense and watching the way that the offense works.
Yeah.
Under Kafka. So I want to see him, though, with Dart. Before I make any definitive decision,
fair enough.
I want to see him with Jackson Dart. I'd still lean moving on, but if I hired a new general manager that came in here and said, I want to interview him as part of the crew. Also, who are the replacements? If you're not giving me the known commodity, I don't want Mike McCarthy myself, and he's one of the more known commodity names out there. So if you're giving me the list of candidates and it's all coordinator, young coordinator, defensive guy, whatever, then maybe Kafka would be the best of the bunch.
I think and we talked about this, so not even to jump back into this today, but I think that there's a couple of coaches that you might be able to trade for that are in situations right now that are kind of seemingly ending, like the end of the road, the end of the run. Some good guys, too. Listen, here's what I would say just philosophically about and I've said this before, when it's so bad, all right, and the losing stench is just unavoidable, I've got to fumigate the entire joint. All right, you take the family, go to the hotel for a couple of days and just spray everywhere, everybody, including the roaches, out of the building. However, it's a little different when there's somebody that I think can be a star. And I think that Kafka could be a star. That's a strong, almost ridiculous statement for somebody who's coached a couple of games, but I know he's really respected in the NFL, very respected. He was in the cycle before. If the Giants fire him or don't bring him back, he will be back in the cycle this year. I believe he'll get a job this year. So if the rest of the NFL covets him, and I know that they do, and he's showing some good things, why let him leave?
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Mike is in Westerly, Rhode Island. What's up, Mike?
Fellas, for years, I mean, this is crazy that it never gets talked about. When's the last linebacker that the Giants had that was even potential of sniffing a Pro Bowl? You can't even tell me
who
our two outside linebackers are right now.
Was it Pierce? To answer your question, maybe Pierce.
Maybe, and maybe he made one in his entire career, and we had him later in his career. We have not had a linebacker. Now, we always draft in the top 10 because we're awful, and to draft a linebacker, we don't put a premium on that position anymore in the NFL. So we haven't had a linebacker that can read a gap. Bobby Okereke tackles a lot.
Okereke.
That's because we're on defense a lot. Okereke, yeah.
He's not blowing plays up, though. He's not disrupting stuff.
I think Dane Belton might be the worst safety in the NFL. We can't cover a tight end. Our defense was only thought of being dangerous because we could rush the passer. So we were trying to mask all of our other weaknesses by getting to the quarterback quick. And we're not doing it.
It's a good point.
One guy is.
It's a good point. I think you nailed
one
it.
One guy is.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
quick with Kafka. Yeah, he made one mistake on that final drive.
Go ahead.
He just didn't run the ball on second and third down.
True. True.
That should have been two run plays and then on fourth down passes.
True. Tick, 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 tick.
That's my only problem
Fair.
With that.
Yeah, but also, and thank you for the call, also he could be thinking, well, I want another possession here. Which they did have. They just had it with under 30 seconds to go. You could be thinking with 3 minutes to go, all right, if we don't score here, they're pinned back, so we could either stop them and get the ball. They kick a field goal, tie the game, and we get the ball back with a chance to get our own quick field goal. Like, there's a lot of different options there. So, yes, you can nitpick and say run the clock out. I don't think that you could be thinking that with 3 minutes to go.
I think that's overthinking things. I think that's being a little presumptuous. Try to punch it in. You know, again, I understand the criticism. I understand the pushback here. I understand also you run the ball tick, 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 tick. That changes things, what the Lions can do and obviously what the Giants can do moving forward. But if you're going for it, and you and I both are happy that he did, it didn't work out. But if you're going for it, you bust out the plays you think are going to work, whether it's in the air or on the ground.
Yeah, I've got to be consistent here. If I'm getting on Dable, if I get on Dable for saying you can't play run the clock out when there's 3 minutes to go is an eternity in the NFL. Specifically against the Detroit Lions, who seemingly score at will. Now, that was not the case yesterday, obviously, until they broke the floodgates open, the fourth quarter scoring the 10, and then in the overtime of the first play. But point is, in their building, 3 minutes to go, a team like that, really any team in the NFL, 3 minutes, an eternity. So I can't play run the clock out. My main goal in that spot is I end the game if I go up two scores. Even the Giants couldn't blow me.
They have, though, this year.
In this spot, I think
they would have held on and won the game.
Well, think about what would have had to have happened if the Giants scored there. Okay, 3 minutes to go, you're up 10. Worst case, the Lions come down immediately and score a touchdown, and you still have the ball. Then you could start to maybe play clock a little bit. But again, they'd have to go the entire length of the field there. Well, yeah. Not on the kickoff, obviously, if you score the touchdown. You get the point. They'd have to drive to score a touchdown there. You're in a good spot. At least you'd think a minute would come off the clock. Now you're talking about 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I don't think the Lions had their timeouts left either at that point.
I think you'd need, what, three things to happen. So you would have to score. First, you got to score it. Then the Lions would have to score. Then you would have to get the ball back and do nothing with it. And then the Lions would have to score again. So there's really four variables at that point. They were, I know we've heard this a million times, though, but we used to do, they were up 26-8. Fourth quarter, 5 minutes to go, Denver. Two scores inside of 4 minutes, the Bears. I mean, yesterday, Saints 14-3. I actually, watching the game, and I was going back and forth, obviously, I feel like if they would have gone up to two scores, they would have won the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle. Now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast. So get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I'm assuming, Hoff, this was from this morning just a little while ago.
Yeah, he had a Zoom at 10, and okay. they started putting out clips.
All right, so here's Kafka first on the decision to move on from defensive coordinator Shane Bowen.
So, made the tough decision today to let Shane go. As our defensive coordinator, and effective immediately, we're gonna let Charlie Bullen run the defense as our defensive coordinator. I got a lot of faith in Charlie, and obviously these decisions aren't easy. And Shane's a good person; he's a good man; he's a good coach. Just the results just weren't where we wanted them to be, and so Charlie's gonna step up for us and rally the group. The defensive staff will rally around Charlie. And put together a great plan. I got a lot of confidence in the room and a lot of confidence in our staff to do that.
I mean, what else are you going to say? I mean, I respect it. You want to, good man. I'm sure he is. Good coach. That was a little bit more debatable.
Good man, I'd stop there.
Yeah, I know. But I think that's coaching 101. You say what he said.
All right, now let's do a pretend play here. So if I were on the Zoom, because this was not in the crowd, if I were on the Zoom, this is what I would say. Mike Salick out of here, WFAN. The question I think, you know, everybody wants to know is, what the hell took you so long?
What changed since last night? I believe you were asked. I wasn't there, but I believe you were asked last night about Shane, and you said he had a lot of confidence in Shane going forward.
You know, I just had an opportunity to watch the tape, look back at a few weeks, watch a lot of the defense, watch a lot of what was kind of going on, the communication, and just felt like this was the right time to do it. You know, when I got the job, you know, quickly, I didn't want to make a lot of rash decisions and jump to anything really quick. I wanted to have some time to sit back, evaluate it, look at it, and kind of figure out what the best thing to do was. So, you know, wanted to be, you know, calculated in how I handled it. And, you know, I thought that today was the right time.
Hoff butchered that bit right there. It was supposed to go right to the Kafka answer, but whatever.
I'm sorry, Steve.
Either way, you get the point. Bowen's fired. Kafka, man. I respect the fact, BT, that he made the decision. Now, I would assume on first level when I learn about this, I'm thinking, well, somebody finally stepped in and said enough's enough with Bowen, but I'm glad that it seems like it comes from Kafka himself.
Yeah, and I think it's also smart not to just get elevated and then just make rash changes. Now, I'm sure he had a strong opinion of the job that Shane Bowen was doing when he was watching as the offensive coordinator. It's not like he was on a different planet. I'm sure he was frustrated as well, saying to himself, man, I would do this, or, you know, if I'm running the show, I'd get rid of him. But I think that smart people are more analytical and just give it a little bit of time before you make that tough decision. Listen, I don't know, every Giant fan might not want this, but there's still a decent amount of football left. There's a primetime game. There's a bye week, which you're going to have a couple of practices. You got four more games, a couple in the division here. Not that it means anything in terms of the record, but it does mean something in terms of perception. So I think that Kafka is about self-preservation, clearly trying to get the job long-term and trying to get the building healthy. And I think it would have been very tough to be healthy if Shane Bowen was around a lot longer, with all due respect.
WFAN NFL football powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. John is in Hartford, Connecticut. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Thanks for my call. Hey, Sal. You know I love you, but you're throwing a little gas on the fire this morning. I know you're loving it, but I kind of go with BT. Give me a moment to kind of go with the BT side with a little bit of a twist. I think we should stay the course with Joe Shane. I think the change that I would make would bring in a veteran head coach like a Mike McCarthy and keep Kafka on as OC. And she's kind of like the a head coach in waiting. He's only 38 years old. I agree with BT.
But then you got to hire him, John. He's not going to stay here under Mike McCarthy. Nor would McCarthy want that.
Well, can I just finish? Sal, give me a minute. Let me finish here, okay? Let's all just communicate here. Get everybody in a room and say, listen, and the mayor is everybody, I like the direction, but here's what I like to happen. And put a feeler out to McCarthy to say, hey, I want McCarthy to be the head coach and Kafka to stay as the offense coordinator, knowing that in the future, Kopp is going to have this job, okay? Number one. Number two, I want to go back out and reach out to Wink Martindale in Michigan and bring his ass back in and start working with the talent we have and let Joe Shane work on putting a heavy defensive draft that's going to work with a Wink Martindale scheme, and then let's go and give him a run next year because I think we'd have both sides of the ball corrected. We can make big progress. Your thoughts?
BT, go ahead. You take this. He wants to partner with you.
That's a lot of...
Thanks for the call, John.
Things that just will not happen. I mean, I think Wink hates the Giants. Now, I know that disdain is for the guy who's no longer here. He's not coming back, number one. See, you talk about a succession plan, which I'm good with. Like, but this is not like John Shire or Duke with Coach K, who you know is eventually going to ride off into the sunset, and you just kind of sit on that next seat knowing that when Coach K retires, it's your job. Now, Mike McCarthy is not young, but he's not older like Pete Carroll. And like, if the Giants would have, if it would have been Pete, and Pete's not doing a good job now, but if it was a Pete Carroll, 74-year-old coach, or Belichick, which is not going to happen either, that's a little more plausible. But first of all, if they, and I like McCarthy, and I would hire McCarthy, okay? But if they bring in McCarthy, even if Kafka decided to stay on for 1 year, he's going to eventually, because Dart's, they're gonna do well the offense, and then Kafka's going to be in the cycle next year and probably get hired. He's not going to wait for 5 years, so it just doesn't add up, and there's no way that Wink is coming back. That's wacky.
John, there were so many points that you made during the course of that phone call that were I mean, flat out hideous. I don't even know where to begin. With all due respect, I respect your fandom, and we appreciate listening and taking the time to call. Those are horrible ideas, one after the next after the next. First of all, starting with Joe Shane, stay the course with Joe Shane. Think about, like, when you go back and listen to this on the free Odyssey app because you want to hear yourself calling. I used to do the same thing you said, but we didn't have the Odyssey app.
We had to tape it.
Yeah, I would.
We had to put perfect.
I'd put the cassette tape in the deck, record it, hear Mike and the Mad Dog yelling at each other. Then I'd get on the horn. I'd go back and play it. I love it. So when you go back and listen to yourself say that you want to, quote, stay the course with Joe Shane, maybe you could hear what I heard and how insane that sounds after another 2-10 start to their season in year four. But if we go beyond that, let's just say that I'll grant you, okay, you want Shane, fair enough. You can't hire Mike McCarthy, who is known for his offense. That's what Mike McCarthy does. And then force Mike Kafka on him. It just doesn't work. It's got to be one or the other.
I didn't get to that
part. We didn't get to that part of the equation. I'm trying to get there. Shane, and then he wants McCarthy and Kafka to stay on, and then Wink Martindale. But if you want to hire Kafka, that's also your choice too. You want to keep Shane, fine. You want to hire Kafka, fine. But you can't have McCarthy and Kafka. It doesn't make any sense. McCarthy would never come here if he had Kafka forced on him, and Kafka wouldn't stay here if Mike McCarthy were hired to be the head coach.
Massive points for creativity, 0 points for plausibility.
Sonny is in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Sonny.
Hey, guys. Once again, Carl Banks doing a great job killing the Giants, killing Barnes and Lawrence specifically. For Barnes taking himself out of the game, I don't understand that. At key points of the game, makes a good play the next play, he's coming out of the game. And Lawrence, obviously, for being out. I heard they said he was nicked up, but come on, guys. I mean, nicked up? This is the NFL here. And Sal, you're way off on the Giants' talent. Listen, they had a third-string quarterback play two games, right? Wilson, who's god-awful, played three games. And a rookie quarterback played the rest of the games. And they played, eight out of those teams that they played are two or more wins over 500. And they not only, you know, were in those games, but they dominated some of those games. So, listen, I know the players got to take accountability. But, listen, I think the Giants have a great future. Two number one seeds, guys, the Eagles and the Browns, only gave up 30 points to one team. Guess who that team is?
Sonny.
The Giants.
Sonny.
And the
Patriots. Sonny, and the Sonny,
Bears.
Sonny, you're thinking.
What was their record last year,
Sonny,
Sal?
Here's what I would say is you got to raise your expectations.
What was the Patriots and the Bears record last year? 4 wins and 5 wins. Where are they now? First place in their division.
Yeah,
okay?
And we'll see how good it is. I don't believe in the Bears being any good, and the Patriots have been good, but push comes to shove in the postseason. I think there are teams that are better. You wish it could be that good. You wish
you
that that's going to be the case.
You don't believe in this team, Sal, going forward next year? You don't think they can win 11 games?
No, I don't.
Oh
no,
my
I don't.
God.
Call me crazy. Yeah, oh, my
oh,
God.
You're crazy,
Sonny,
Sal. You're crazy.
Add up how many years it's taken them to win 11 games total over the last three.
They got their quarterback now, Sal. You don't understand that. Right. They have their quarterback.
No, I do understand. Where is he?
He's hurt.
Okay. And
he can't get hurt.
So,
how many quarterbacks are hurt in the NFL?
Okay.
Every other week there's a quarterback.
So what if that happens again next year? Then what are you going to do with those 11 wins? Like, Sonny, come back down to earth for me, please. Good God. Am I not seeing the same thing? Like, are you guys not watching these games? They're 2-10 again. I'm watching the games on Sunday. Are you not? You seeing good in that? I mean, holy crap, guys. I'm not saying that it can't turn around. I'm saying, how do you have the balls to sit here and with confidence say that they're going to win 11 games next year? Add up how many games this team has won the last 3 years. You don't even know who their head coach is. You don't even know who's running things next year. And you're going to sit here and say they're going to win 11 games next year? Based on what?
Jesus.
Oh, my God, dude.
Sonny, the crazy thing is I'm more with Sonny than, obviously, than you.
You don't
that
think
goes
they're 11 games?
No, I'm not going to attach it. Did he say 11?
I almost just
cursed. Did he actually say 11?
Yeah, he said 11.
All right, no, I'm not attaching definitive, you know, win totals. That's ridiculous. So, if he would have attached a contingency to it, this is where, Sonny, you lose me a little bit, right? Because I'm largely with you, with neighbors, with Cam, with Dart, with a better O-line, with, you know, with a little more personnel in the secondary, with some better coaching, and those are big things. But you've got to attach that contingency. When you talk about the Patriots, they got Vrabel, and Drake May plays every week and is good. The Bears got Ben Johnson. Look what Ben Johnson's done for Caleb Williams. So I'm going to leave the door ajar, again, much more than my partner, but I can't, you know, start shouting from the mountaintop until I see what the hell they do at head coach.
By the way, we heard the same thing last year. Everybody said the same thing last year. You and I debated about this. Oh, Russell Wilson. Oh, that defense. They're going to be better. They're going to be better. The owner said, if I'm in the same spot next year, something's gone wrong. It's the same thing. I heard the same stuff a year ago. And the difference is, that was when we didn't know that they had the quarterback. Now they actually do have the quarterback. And they still can't win football games. I'm not saying it's impossible to turn around. Obviously, look at the league. The way the league is set up is to where you can have teams that struggle from one year and then play well the next. And yeah, obviously there are some pieces to be excited about. The arrogance from a fan base that has not seen any success for a decade plus is astounding. Like, guys, you got to come back to me here. Either you have to get a grasp of reality or raise your expectations. But to say that this Giants team is going to win 11 games next year without knowing who the general manager is going to be, who the head coach is going to be, is just completely asinine to absurd levels.
What curse did you almost say?
S-word. I was going to say, we said the same S last year.
Same bleep last year. All right, so you ready? Real fast. I know we got a break. Tennessee Giants, New Orleans Jets, Vegas Browns. Those are right now, as per Tankathon, the order, all right, of the draft, 1-6. Titans, Giants, Saints, Jets, Vegas, Browns. The difference, and I kind of hit on this a little bit earlier, more thoroughly, if you want to go check it out on the Free Odyssey app. The difference for me, which is why I'm a little bit more, was that Sonny?
Yeah.
With Sonny, not totally with Sonny, but more with Sonny than you. All those teams, one has a quarterback, and that's the Giants. And you look at Tennessee, their guy stinks. The Saints have to find one. The Jets have to find one. The Raiders have to find one. And the Browns have to find one. So the Giants can at least attack this offseason without trying to find the quarterback. Now, they got other things that they got to find. If they do, I think they could take a nice jump. I mean, 11 wins, I wouldn't say that. But if certain things pop for the Giants, and I don't think they're like home runs. They have to hit a couple of doubles this offseason. If they do this time next year, Giants are in the wild card conversation.
By the way, like, we forget where I was at versus where you were at midway through this season. The Broncos' performance to me, even with the loss, was I didn't think that they had a chance to compete in that game because I thought Denver was on a different level. At that point, I was saying, I think that this team can compete here and legitimately get themselves into the playoff picture in the NFC. And then it just continued to get worse and worse and worse to the level that we're at now with this team. So I'm not saying I can't see good things here. I'm not saying that it's impossible to turn it around. What I am saying is you got to be realistic. And a lot of that thought process was in place a year ago. And look at where we are now. So you don't know what's... Can they hire the head coach first? Can they make a decision on who the GM is going to be? Good God. BT and Sal
on the bench. Joe Shane.
We'll work at some... Yeah, exactly. We'll work at some baseball when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.